Hello, everybody. Welcome to MikeStewart.live, the premier show about audio and video marketing. And I'm here. I hope we're getting people getting in their seats. Tried to get a good audience for this. But you know what? I'm excited to start something that I really believe in, that is the future of online video and audio marketing. And I want to share with you some of my thoughts. And of course, on today's show, I've got my dear friend, Jeff Herring, is our expert guest talking about content marketing and some crazy stuff he's doing with Medium. So anyway, let me go ahead and share with you what I wanted to share with you. Why am I broadcasting live when I've known how to do it for years? Why am I getting excited now? Well, I'll tell you what. I've been making audio and video trainings, and I've been involved with audio and video since 1979. And more importantly, I'm passionate about what you can do with the tools to make audio and video content. I mean, I was teaching the software 20 years ago of Camtasia and Studio Maker and you know, whatever made video from the internet, I was always trying to stay on top of it. But, you know, that all stemmed in 1995, you know, amazingly, 25 years ago, kind of around the beginning of the internet, when David Letterman had Bill Gates on that show. And there was something I'm going to share with you in a minute of how the history of that, which was my aha moment. And, you know, and I've watched online video grow. One of the first things that I remember seeing online back in 95 and 96 was Frog in a Blender. You got to look that up. It's funny. But it proved to me that the internet is radio and television, which is something I've been involved with my whole life. And I was one of the grandfathers of making audio buttons on websites, and I taught people how to make CDs and DVDs, and I was one of the first people to do a video sales letter. And then I realized that teleseminars were like radio, and then, of course, it just kept audio and video marketing just kept getting better and better. And in fact, today's guest, Jeff Herring, showed me Facebook Live back in 2016. I said, oh my gosh, live television, it's here. The ability to broadcast all over the internet through Facebook was, really so already 4 years old. And I got excited about that. And of course, when I was looking at things like Meerkat and Periscope and Blab and Facebook Live, and I got excited about the Mevo camera, which was a camera that allowed you to do live streaming television to Facebook. And, you know, Meerkat went away. Periscope got bought, still around, got bought by Twitter. Blab, I think, went away. But Facebook Live, you know, it's still existing. The Mevo still exists, but it was clunky. It wasn't what I thought it would be. So what's got me excited to get it back to it today? Well, the website that I'm using right now, joinstreamyard.com. What do I like about this? Well, it holds me to a schedule. That's number one. Two, it becomes content that I can repurpose, and I repurpose it as a blog post, as a podcast, as a YouTube channel content, as Facebook Live content. It becomes social media that can be shared. So, you know, even though I knew how to do these things, procrastination set in, and, you know, and I didn't do these things. I didn't stay on top of these things like I should have, even though I did know how. So that's why I'm doing it. You know, even if nobody shows up, now I can tell there are people here watching, and thanks for being here. But at the same time, it's forcing me to create content, which is what I love about it. And the other thing I want to tell you about why I believe the internet is radio and television. Back in 1996, or 95 for that matter, Bill Gates was on the David Letterman show. And I've been a student of watching late night television for years, because being out of radio and television, I actually met at the big seminar in Atlanta the guy who was head of the audience development for the David Letterman show. And he said, anytime you want to come to New York and watch the Letterman show be taped in front of a live audience, just call me, email me, and I'll get you in. You know, you'll be guaranteed to get in that day. So I took him up on that, and I went and I watched late night TV being produced. And I mean, these guys are masters. You know, what I loved about it is they started at 5:30 in the afternoon, and at 6:30, right on the dot, they were done. And they had a template. And that template for late night television was built back when Johnny Carson and Steve Allen started The Tonight Show back in the 50s. And TV shows have created templates. So I started noticing these templates that television did. And one of the things that they did that I've learned from, and you should learn from too, scheduling. They, at 5:30, they start taping. They did it in front of a live audience, and it was consistency. And if they made great content, they could get sponsors and they could get advertisers, and that's how they made money from it. That was the model of television. And great content stayed on TV, and content that wasn't watched got canceled. That was the model. Well, let's look at the late night TV templates that we can use today, the templates that I was inspired from. Number one, late night TV opens with a theme, the Johnny Carson theme, the David Letterman theme. Every late night TV show has a music opening theme. And then they usually do a monologue. And then they have an audience guest or regular bits. You know, I remember, I don't know if you're in America and remember Johnny Carson, but he had Karnak. David Letterman had Larry Bud Melman. He had Stupid Pet Tricks. He had the Top 10 list. I mean, he had all these regular bits that people loved and they came to expect. You can do the exact same thing, but you have to build a template. And then what they did, and in television, every 8 minutes or so, they break for a word from their sponsor. That's how they make money. So that's a model of a template. And then they would have usually a couple of celebrity guests, and those guests were usually plugging something. And in fact, one of the things they did that, you know, it was interesting to me, back in the old days with Johnny Carson, there was a microphone sitting on his desk. Well, why? That was the microphone he was talking over. And even to this day, all the late night guys have a microphone sitting on the desk, you know, because that became the template. Most of them are not even using that microphone. They're using lapel microphones. But the truth was that became the template that people expected. Then they might have a music or comedian guest who was lucky if you got to set with Johnny. And then they play their theme out, and the shows were either exactly 90 minutes or 60 minutes. That's the template that has been used for the last 50 years. So we as internet audio and video marketing people can learn from building late night TV templates. Now, for instance, my .live template is my opening theme. You just heard it, but it was my SERP term jingles. You Google MikeStewart.live, you're going to find me. So repetition of this jingle helps people know how to tune me in. And then regularly scheduling, I've decided to regularly schedule my shows on the second and fourth Monday of every month at 10 a.m. Central, and keep it to around a half an hour or so. Now, I'm not as strict as real television, but I'm going to do like I'm doing right now, audio and video marketing thoughts and tips based on my experience and based on what things that work for me. And then I want to have different expert guests. And first, I'm honored to have my first expert guest, Jeff Herring, who's in the green room right now, and I'll bring him out here in just a moment. But, you know, and let them talk about audio and video and content marketing strategies that everybody should know. And then, just like in regular television, I'm not going to do 100 commercials, but I'm going to have a sponsor on every show. It's my show. I can, you know who the sponsor is going to be? Something I do, something that you could do. And then have more tips from the guest, and then have audience Q&A. I see there's people here. We'll get in the chat box and you can submit a question. And if you don't submit a question, well, then you watch the replay and you don't get your question answered. So that's the purpose of coming up live. It's great to have the energy and knowing somebody is here live. And then you play the theme song out, which is once again my SERP term jingle, MikeStewart.live audio and video marketing. So that's my format. And then, like I said, it's the SERP term jingle out. Now, one other thing I wanted to show you, and then I'm going to bring Jeff on, is one of the biggest money makers for me is my radio show or my podcast that I do with my partner, Hal Coleman, which, by the way, Hal will probably be my next guest. We have built an authority by podcasting to the pest control industry. And this podcast, because we were consistent, we're up to episode 90 right now. And I know some other folks, like my good friend Tom Antion, he started a podcast and he's up to episode 300. It's the consistency and the regularity and using the internet to make this content marketing work. So, you know, I didn't do one for myself. I mean, I'm guilty. I'm the first one to tell you I procrastinated and I knew how to do it. That wasn't the example. So I'm forcing myself because of now having a live television show. But this was our podcast. And in fact, when I told Hal about this, look for pestcontrolmarketing.live being launched in 2 weeks. But this was the exciting thing. You know, the reason I developed this .live strategy that I'm doing is because I'm a musician. I'm here in Nashville, Virginia. If you see my gold record hanging behind me, that's from Pac-Man Fever. And we tested creating a live stream, which we did with all of the members of the original band. We created a Kindle book, and because of the PR and the relationships that we built with our fans, you know, we got featured in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution about our book and about our live stream. All I'm saying is it made me realize, oh my gosh, this is not just a webinar where it's just a slide and a voice. This was a television show. It was the ability for me to switch the camera, which, like, I can do this. I can make this meme bigger. I can switch back to the screen. I can do all, I can put the screen full. In other words, that switching is what makes it like television. So I was telling some colleagues about, you know, about a week after this happened, and they were going to create what was called clickseminars.com, which was basically a worldwide seminar. But because they can't meet in person because of COVID, they said, we want to do it through Zoom. Now, I don't have anything against Zoom or GoToMeeting or GoToWebinar or Webinar Jam or Webinar Geo. There's lots of great products out there. I don't have anything against them, but they're not television. That's what I shared with these guys, and it was amazing. People were like, how are you doing this? It's awesome. So it just made me realize the dot live concept works, and that's something that, you know, I'm said, you know, not only am I going to teach it, I'm doing it myself. So any rate, so there you go. You can see the dot live website. And if I refresh it, you can see I don't want to hit the play button there. If I hit that play button, you'd hear an echo and a delay. But the main thing that is, this is my television channel, MikeStewart.live. Just like when I used to watch David Letterman. He was on NBC. He was on 11:30 every night at 11:30. He was either playing a live show, a show that was taped that day that was current, or maybe they played a rerun. But, you know, there was no archiving. There was no TiVo back in those days. If you missed it, you had to wait till they ran a rerun. But the whole purpose of this is to get subscribers to my YouTube channel. But more importantly, surround people with links to my products and build my email list. So that's the purpose of live streaming that I see. So this is content marketing. This is based on the Gary Vaynerchuk content marketing model. And right now I'm going to pull my screen out. And I'm going to introduce to you my friend, my colleague, one of the best content marketing teachers in the world, Mr. Jeff Herring, to the stage. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well, sir. Thank you. As you predicted, I'm honored and excited to be here, especially to be your first guest. But you didn't tell me I was going to wind up a little dejected and sad.
Why is that?
Well, you were talking about the things that got you originally excited about this, and you left something very important out.
Well, you know, because this is live, yeah. Because I don't have a screen.
Well, here's what we're going to do. Take me off the screen for a minute, okay?
All right, I'll take you off the screen for a minute. All right. Here we go. All right, now what do you want, Jeff? All right. Oh, no. Wave when you want to come back.
Wasn't that one of the things that got us excited way back in the beginning of all this?
You know, it was the fact that that young lady took her cell phone, was sitting in her car, and she made a piece of content.
That's right.
That went viral.
That's right.
And it proved, I mean, she had millions of views, and she got to be on late night television. I mean, but you know, the thing is, that's not controllable and predictable. And it just showed the possibility of distribution. It showed the possibility of content that people can like and share. You know, I mean, I don't know how many times people have asked me, can you help me with my social media? And I say, well, what kind of media are you making? Is it worth being social?
She made a piece of media. Yeah. And folks, you need to know, give Mike a hand here because he had no idea I was going to do that.
No. Absolutely. But that doesn't matter. That's what's beautiful about this. This is meant to be entertaining, educational, informative.
And I hope it was. So.
And it was. It was. I mean, okay, what's the significance of this shirt? You remember that, Jeff?
I know exactly what the significance of that shirt is.
Well, I'll tell the story. This is the shirt I wore the day that Jeff walked on stage and spent money with me when I didn't really know him.
I'm sitting in Sunday morning in big seminar. There's about 500 people there. You're on stage. We'd met once at a Tom Antion event. And because I remember your voice is starting to get a little choked, and I handed you a glass of water, and you're like, how'd you know? Because you were presenting. Well, you know. And so you were asking for a volunteer to create an audio on stage around your expertise, and you got to use your domain name. And I'm thinking, there's 500 people in this room. I'm brand new. Oh, hell yeah, I'm doing this. And hardly anybody else was raising their hand. I thought they were nuts. So I'm back there going.
Well, you know, that the lesson there, Jeff, is that we created content. We advertised products. The day I wore the shirt was one of the most profitable days of my life.
You did well that day.
It was amazing. And but you were an action taker. You were the guy that followed through with everything. And that's one of the, you know, it's like I'm sitting here talking about, you know, live streaming is a passion of mine, and I haven't been doing it. You know, I bought a Mevo and I tried to use it, and it was advertised that it would do all these things. And I just don't think, you know, I've gone in front of my phone like this and, hey, it's Mike Stewart and I'm live. I've done music. I've reported in. And I'll just be honest with you. It's very lonely to live stream like that. I'm not comfortable doing it.
You get to bring people in or multiple people in and talk with the folks over here. I see Gene and Bill and Lynn and all kinds of folks over there.
Well, that's what I'm saying is we've got people from all over the world. And we're able to interact with folks. And the big deal here is that everything prior to now wasn't television. It wasn't a television template. It wasn't the ability to have a format. And the biggest thing that I love about it, and that I want you to really get into detail about, is repurposing content marketing. I know that content templates is your wheelhouse, and it's what makes a great living for you.
Yep.
And the folks
and
that
for my students.
And for your students, absolutely. And of course, the whole purpose of this, the whole purpose of the Mike Stewart Live show or any other diet live show that should be, is build your audience, teach them something of value, entertain them, and then you have the right to refer people to your sponsors. And the sponsors, in my case, are my own products, my own services, my own trainings, or my affiliate relationships. So
shall we dive in?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'd like to, right at this point, I'm going to have a word from our sponsor. And when we come back, let's dive into the content repurposing that you're doing with Medium. I'm sure people would love to hear about that.
I can put on another while you're doing the commercial.
So for right now, here's a little word from our sponsor. Hey, Mike Stewart here with the Mike Stewart Everything Club, today's sponsor. You know, it's a way for you to own all of my products for one low monthly subscription price. You know, I looked at the Netflix model. They charge you a monthly fee, and it gets you access to all they do from now on as long as you stay a paying member. So you can go to the website, MikeStewartEverythingClub.com, and watch the video to learn more about it. But basically, for $19.97 a month, you're going to have access to podcast install, mastering mobile video, instant video blogger, easy follow-up video, tablet video membership sites, $2 themes, over 500 tracks of legal music to use in your YouTube videos, sales videos, and podcasts, local domain retailer, how to make money every month selling domains and hosting through GoDaddy, and marketing wisdom from my partner, Hal Coleman, and myself with the Next Level Marketing Workshop. Plus, coming real soon, I'm going to be selling .live secrets for $4.97, and as a current member, paid member, you're going to have access to that as well, plus a whole lot more in the works, and it's all included with your monthly subscription to Mike Stewart Everything Club. So be sure to check us out at MikeStewartEverythingClub.com. MikeStewart.live, audio and video marketing. Well, we're back.
All right. Hats off to you, pal, because that was pretty cool. That was pretty
cool. You know, it's based on the television template. This is not a webinar. This is kind of a live webinar, but no, this is a television show. And the thing that's exciting to me now is it works. You can have unlimited audience. So, I mean, I'm starting to build my audience. And one of the things that everybody here should get people to subscribe to your YouTube channel, subscribe to your Facebook feed, but more importantly, learn your location or your channel and your broadcast time. So let me bring up your screen here, Jeff, or do you want to talk about a little bit about content marketing and Medium first?
Well, you can go ahead and bring it up, and we can use that as a vehicle. Because, see, one of my jobs for the 13 years I've been doing this full time as a content creator, because everything's based on content. I remember one of the very first times I spoke in public at an internet convention about content, the promoter pulled me aside and said, you know, my whole business is built around content. And I said, well, yeah, I know. And they're like, how did you know that? All my staff is sworn to secrecy. There's non-disclosure agreements. Who do I have to fire? And I was like, calm down. Everybody's business is built around content. And the promoter said, well, I know that, but I just keep it a secret. And I said, well, I don't. You know, I'm out here as a content evangelical, I guess, you know, looking for the places, the best places for you to put your content, for you to publish and repurpose your content. And years ago, it was easy in articles, and that was good, but it faded. And so we've been playing around searching for one for years. And Tim Maudlin, one of my students, it's now a business partner, came to me beginning of the year and said, have you seen what they're doing over at Medium? I said, well, no, I played around with it for a while. And then, you know, just kind of went away from it. What are they doing? And he said, well, they're paying you to promote your content. I said, all right, let's hop on a call and tell me more about this. And I said, okay, I want you to come in. I invited Tim into the mastermind. He was already one of my mastermind students. I said, I want you to present this to everybody. And he did, and then had to run, go pick up a kid. And they were all saying, Tim needs to do a course. And I told him that later, and he goes, really? Do I need to do a course? Are you serious? And I said, let me tell you how serious I am, Tim. I said, if you don't, I will. Because that's, as I saw the potential there. And so we partnered together to do this. And folks, here's what I want you to do. I want you to imagine if somebody took the best of YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Pinterest, rolled them all into one, created a huge platform, an authority site platform where you could promote your content and get in front of your ideal perfect audience. That's what Medium is. Now, let me sweeten that just a little bit. We ought to be doing that stuff anyway, creating content and getting it out there to promote our business. Guess what? Medium pays you to do it. So they pay you for what you're already doing. Okay? So it's amazing. And what you're looking at here is the platform of Medium. And this is my particular profile. Every single person gets one like this, and we show you how to optimize it. But what you see here is a picture stolen from my favorite Christmas shot from this past year. And then here is your little profile. 160 characters, kind of reminds you of Twitter. Well, this was started by one of the same guys that started Twitter. But notice, struggle with creating content? I provide tools, templates, and strategies to make content creation easy. No expense. Experience necessary. Get 21freshcontentideas.com. So that's a live link. So Mike, the cool thing is before they're ever even looking at my content, they're joining my community. I'm list building here. I'm building an audience here. Now, as you scroll down, this looks a lot different than some of the old platforms. This looks like, excuse me, a blog. In fact, this is going to be my blog on my new website. And you get to have a featured story, okay? And we teach that you kind of tell your origin story. And mine is how I traded my couch for a mouse because I used to be a counseling psychologist. And then you've got the latest, okay? So on and on it goes. And let me refresh that because there it is. This is the one that's latest from this morning. Consistent content creation. The cool thing is you could talk about other stuff over here that you're into. To here's problem solving, your next argument, and on it goes. So by sending people to this link, now I've got a separate link that I forward there called columnsbyjeff.com or storiesbyjeff.com. In conversation and interviews, you can send people here easily and they can consume all your content that drives them to your opt-in pages, to your profit pages, et cetera, et cetera. And you've noticed too here Now, let me back up. The last month that there were statistics for, here's how many unique visitors Medium received, because they're in the top 100 on the traffic measuring place called alexa.com. I don't want to say the word or mine will start playing. They're in the top 100, and they got, the last month there's records for, 106.71 million unique views that month. Okay. So you're getting in front of that many people with your content and getting paid for it. They also have something over there called publications, where people start publications either in your niche or one that includes your niche, and you can get in front of a brand new audience, and you've got an instant audience. The one that is tearing it up over there is called Illumination. It is the fastest growing one. In just 3 months, they broke 15,000 this morning. So you've got an instant audience of 15,000 people interested in your stuff. Okay. So every day that I post something new here, I'm getting more people watching, more people listening, more people viewing. Now, I said something really important there. I said watching and viewing. Did you catch that, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. That means that you can not only put your content up here, your text up here, your articles or columns, if you will, you can put your audios, you can put your podcast, you can put those of you that have YouTube videos, we teach you how to put every single one over here and tell a story around it to drive more traffic. And you can do a mix. You can do a audio with text. You can do a video with text. There's just so much you can do. Tim and I like to think of it as this great big giant marketing onion that every day we peel back a little bit more and bring it to our students.
Well, you know, it's amazing how time flies when there's so much stuff you want to talk about. I'm going to have you come back and be a guest again on the show, because I think what we need to do right now is maybe see if there's any questions and then talk about if people want to get more information from you and maybe see what you've got going on.
You can just call a pal and tell him he's out tomorrow or next week, and I'll do the next one too.
Well, I probably wouldn't do that. I don't
know. I know. But you can tell him I said that. Okay.
I'll be glad to tell him you said that. So right now, folks, we've got another 5 or 6 minutes on the show here before we got to call it a day, because, you know, one of the things I learned this from Jeff. I respect your time. You could have been a lot of places, but you chose to be here live. So we want to respect your time on these morning shows. We don't want to run too long. There is a button below this video that goes to this link to where you can get a whole lot more information on what Jeff's talking about. I mean, when I met Jeff, he was doing e-zine articles, and now you have just exploded it and gotten excited with repurposing content. In fact, I'm going to be repurposing these MikeStewart.live shows on Medium. That's going to be the reason I'm doing it. When I get done with this show, it's on my website. It's already on Facebook. It's in YouTube. But more importantly, I can repurpose it in a multitude of places, get it transcribed, you name it. So this is your chance. If you got any questions.
Can you pop up Phil's comment? Phil Breakfield's comment?
All right. We'll find it here. I'm looking for it. This one?
No. That was the first one. The one down towards the bottom, right next to Lindsay's.
Let's see here. Okay.
Yep. Jeff and Tim's Medium course is like studying marketing paleontology. The layers are endless. That's a new one.
questions, guys. All right. Well, here's a good one from Dr. Bill. Good to see you here, Dr. Bill. He's one of my best friends and clients. And you talk about somebody who is an action taker. How do you sign up for Medium?
It's pretty tough, Bill. You go to medium.com. And you sign up. In the upper right-hand corner, there's two choices. There is a free version, okay, for which you'll be able to view like 5 or 6 articles a month. And then there's a paid version to which the whole entire universe of Medium opens up to you. And it is a whopping $5, okay? I don't get anything from that. It all goes into Medium. However, the first thing we teach our students is how to structure their content. So the first thing they do every month is make that $5 back and then make a whole lot more from there. Well, look at that. The man, the myth, the legend, Daniel Hall
Yes, Daniel. Daniel needs to be a guest on here talking about all the crazy stuff we're doing. I love this question. You're going to love this. Why stop with Jeff now? This is getting great. Well, you know why? Because television sticks to a schedule.
Thank you for that. I'll PayPal you your payment later.
You know, I tell you how you don't have to stop with Jeff. You go to contactcashcreator.com/Mike, or you click the link right under this video you will get more Jeff than you can imagine.
He's right,
right under here. There should be a big red button. In fact, there it is. It appears magically during the show.
Morgan Freeman says on that great Facebook meme, he's right, you know.
So, folks, you know, this is great. I tell you what, what I want to recommend you do is you subscribe to the email lists of Jeff and me if you're not already there. You subscribe to our podcasts. You subscribe to our YouTube channels. In other words, you connect with us in a multitude of ways. You follow us on Facebook. I probably should do Instagram. I'm guilty of not doing Instagram. I know a lot of people are all about Instagram. But the thing is as Gary V says, make pillar content. Oh my good. This guy,
I love it. Him.
Here is Wal Gifford, one of my best buds in the world. You know, I know Wal, this time is not great for you. 3:30 in the morning, but he shows up. Thank you, Wal. You're just a trooper. And
everybody's excuses. It's 3:30 there, folks. Come on.
So the thing is keep it concise, regular schedule it. I mean, I love this interactivity. I love having people. sorry, Wal, I'm not going to post that. Lindsay asks, what is the site that has 15,000 views?
Oh, that's a publication on Medium called Illumination. Get in the course, Lindsay, and I'll show you exactly how to get in there. We'll get you in there and get you started.
And I know this name. Thank you, Lynn, for that. That's not a question, but I'll take the kudos, because here's what I want to do is I'm going to regularly share this with people. Share MikeStewart.live. We're setting up JeffHerring.live, and the whole purpose of this is to build an audience. Now we're already 3 minutes over. I was going to try to keep these at a half an hour, but Jeff, do you have any final words that you want to share with folks before we close the end of the show?
I like that better, because you used to say last words. I'm like, geez, I don't like that. Okay. Consistent content creation raises all your boats. Consistent content creation does everything you need online. So get on over to contentcashcreator.com/Mike. Let us show you how to master Medium. And I'm telling you, it will change your business and it will change your life, as it has for hundreds of students already.
Thanks so much. We're inventing as we go, but like I said, you can learn from what others have done from success. This is modeled after late night television, and this was a television show. And I'm so proud and honored to have you as my first guest. And
to be here, and we'll come back. And like Barry said, we ought to kick Hal out next week or next time and come back. But we'll come do some more. By the time we schedule that, we'll know even more about the power of Medium, and we'll teach you that too.
All right. So everybody, have a great day. Be sure to tune in to MikeStewart.live. I'm sure JeffHerring.live is going to be happening real soon. Share us with your friends everywhere. And if you have any questions, you can actually go to MikeStewart.live and submit questions for future shows. But you know what? If you can make it 10 a.m. Central Time, second and fourth Monday of every month, I will be here with another expert, and we will have hopefully a productive 30 or 35 minutes with you. And with that, I'm going to say bye-bye.